Last month, 17 Berkshire County residents from 13 countries and 10 communities became naturalized citizens at a ceremony at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. WAMC was there and filed this audio postcard.
My dear fellow American, it is with great pride that I welcome you into the American family. No matter where you come from or what faith you practice, this country is now your country.
Silvana Proaño, originally from Ecuador. Well, it's a bit excited day. You know, it's a long process. I came to this country a long time ago. I got married here. I came with a tourist visa. And, you know, everything just fell into place. And after 15 years, I became an American citizen.
Our history is now your history. And our traditions are now your traditions. You enjoy the full rights and the sacred duties that come with American citizenship. Very, very special. There is no higher honor. There is no greater responsibility.
Oh my goodness, it's very exciting. I cannot really explain, you know. I feel like numb, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful feeling, yes. Very relief, very relief.
So why relief? What was on your chest about that?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too political, but because of this government right now, you know, so many crosses and so many changes that he wanted to move, put in immigration status, even that I was a green card holder for a long, long time ago, you know, you always have the fear that something might happen. So now I'm officially American citizen of this country, and I have two daughters that they were born here, so American born, so... this is that place.
You now share the obligation to teach our values to others, to help newcomers assimilate to our way of life, and uplift America by living according to its highest ideals of self-governance and its highest standards. All Americans are your brothers and sisters, and each of us must do our part to keep America safe, strong, and free. America is our home. We have no other. You have pledged allegiance to America, and when you give your love and loyalty to America, she returns her love and loyalty to you.
I work in Peacefield, and I live in Monterey. Yes. Yeah, I've been here since I moved from my country in the Berkshires for 20 years.
So what was it like when you first got here from Ecuador?
It was very different, very different. I came from the capital, and, you know, it's a small country, Ecuador, but... this is a small town, it's really small, and we didn't have that many immigrants like we have now. So I was feeling a little bit isolated, but now it's totally different. People are more open-minded, more welcoming to immigrants, and it's a very nice place. Now I love it. This is our home.
We share one American heart and one American destiny. It is a destiny filled with love, opportunity, and hope. We celebrate this day. We welcome you into our national family. We applaud your devotion to America, and we embrace the wonderful future we will have together.
I came by myself. I was single in that time, and I just want to explore the world. And then after 6 months of living here, I got married. Yes, and now I have two beautiful daughters. Yes.
That's amazing. So were you looking forward to this day for a long time?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The process is, you know, very tedious, and you have to do it step by step, but yes, I was always looking forward to it, yeah.
So what kind of work do you do in Pittsfield?
I do social work. I work for 18 Degrees, agency to work with families in need, in collaboration with maybe other agencies from Pittsfield as well.
Excellent.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything about this experience I haven't thought to ask you that you would know as someone in the middle of it all?
It's wonderful to know, like I say, you know, I feel more safe knowing that people are more open-minded and more welcoming to immigrants. And I want to share that, you know, it's not impossible. If you do the right thing and you do a step by step, you can get here. You can become an American citizen. It's not easy, and it's a long process, but it's possible.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.